Well, now we want to go to our KRDO Newsline. And joining us this morning, as she does every month with our weekly check of what's going on with the Parks and Rec Department, we are joined now by Teresa Odello. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How you doing, Shannon?
Oh, doing just fine. A lot of fun events coming up, and some of them really take advantage of kind of the less crowded conditions that you have in our parks when the weather is kind of in this transition period.
Yes, indeed. Some of the things that we've got going on is, to mix it up a bit, how about a Nature's Lovers book club? So many places have book clubs, but this is sort of centered on nature and learning about, you know, great books that we have that sort of gear it towards nature, naturalists, historians, and stuff like that. And that's for adults. That's awesome. So,
and that's something you can do indoors, so you wouldn't even have to venture outside. But some of the things that you have coming up, it sounds like the forest bathing walk sounds so intriguing. Tell us about that.
So it's forest bathing. You're taking a walk with, and it's a mindful walk with a forest therapy guide, and it's okay. It's bathing. You're not going to get wet. You don't have to take off your clothes, but it's a way to experience nature in a different way with guided mindfulness invitations. You know, you're engaging your senses and just being aware of what's around you. It's a really neat opportunity to just talk about stress relieving. It's just a nice way to walk through the forest and enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have the building for the birds event. Talk to us a little bit about that, Teresa.
Well, especially at Fountain Creek, it is known as one of the biggest birding destinations in the area. So this is an opportunity to build a birdhouse and do a decorating contest going on. There's a few different bird things that we have. We have a birdhouse decorating contest where teams enter and they build their own birdhouse, and the houses will be displayed on 1 week. Then we also have an adult birding club. So people who are sort of interested in birding but not quite sure, you pay $200 for the year, but you get a whole year worth of lessons where they have lessons on a Thursday, you know, a classroom lesson to learn the basics, like what gear do I need, what's going on. And then on the Saturday, you have a field trip where you bring the things with you and you go out and you actually explore and look for birds of prey and warblers and water birds. But it starts off easy, but it continues throughout the year, and you just build on your experiences. It's just a fun way to impress your friends and neighbors, going like, hey, check it out, I know what that bird is. So I think it's really neat.
Yeah, it's like if you're aiming for a big year. Did you ever see that movie, A Big Year, with Owen Wilson, I think? It was so funny. Anyway, so if you're aiming for the big year, that would be the way to do it. And if you're aiming to get your kids in some camps, this is the time to start thinking, huh?
Yeah, we still have spots available for our spring break camp. We are doing signups for summer break camp too, and those are mostly full. But the spring break camp for March 22nd through the 26th at Bear Creek is a great opportunity. It's a 9-to-3 camp, and by the end of the camp, they earn their badge as a junior naturalist badge. Really neat.
That is super neat. And if anyone wants some more information about how to sign up, how to get involved in some of these great programs, how can they go about doing so?
They just go to elpasoco.com, and you can search for nature centers and you find all the information on there. You could bounce around to look specifically for summer camp or bird club, and it'll bring you right to that page. But just elpasoco.com and search for it, and you will find it.
Okay, Recreation Coordinator Teresa Odello with El Paso County Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.